It is a Wednesday morning post-blizzard, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. What a wallop upstate New York took, Alan. I see snow totals anywhere from a foot to 2 feet to 3 feet in some spots. People stuck, accidents, cancellations from schools and universities to flights, trains, and all sorts of events, of course. And it still goes on this morning as we're digging out. But lots of snow fell in a very short period of time yesterday.
Well, David, we really got whumped up here. You know, I'm 75. I have never seen a storm like this. I do know that when I was 6 years old, there was a tremendous storm down in New York City, but I've never seen anything like it. David, you had your own very inspiring story. You got stuck this morning, early in the morning, and a good Samaritan who works at St. Peter's showed up and really stood by you.
He sure did. You know, it was not something that you would expect to see at 3:15 in the morning, but he happened
to be out for his walk.
Out for his walk, and I said, help! Literally in the middle of the road, one of the plows had left a big pile of snow that got me stuck, and he certainly helped me get free and stayed with me while I went and searched out a shovel. So we got here, and as I said to you, the human spirit sometimes can give you some hope. And certainly we've seen lots of stories like this when there are storms.
Absolutely. People pitch in. Okay, let's do some politics.
Trump.
Yeah.
Taxes, well, the tax rate.
Trump's taxes came out from 05. And that, of course, is a long time ago and things change. What's important is that Rachel Maddow got a hold of it via an ex-New York Times reporter. It does indicate that he has taken every tax advantage that you possibly could. And we knew it. He had said so. He said it's good business. He has been against something called the alternative minimum tax. And that's the way he got it. He got caught. He had to do that. Many of us have to pay an AMT. And it is a curse for Donald Trump. All of a sudden, I'm not so unhappy about it. In any case, it was the beginning of a string. You ever have that piece of sock where the string comes out and you begin to pull on it, and then pretty soon you don't have a sock anymore? I think that's what's going to happen to Trump now that some of these things are out. The White House, knowing that Rachel Maddow was going to release this tax form, got busy and put it out minutes before Rachel Maddow did. And I think this is really the beginning of the end on taxes for Donald Trump, because I believe each of these hits will be the string that pulls the sock apart.
From tax reform to ties and potential conflicts of interest. I see two headlines in the Times today, Alan. One is Trump's court pick, Neil Gorsuch, has web of ties to his secretive billionaire, that's mogul Philip Anschutz, and the Kushners nearing a $400 million deal with Chinese firm.
You know, David, my stomach is sort of falling out as I see each of these things. Who would have thunk it possible? Hillary Clinton was severely criticized, lock her up, for her email practices. It's a joke. And now here are these guys in the White House, senior advisors, about to make a $400 million deal. Are you kidding?
Governor Andrew Cuomo responding to the firing of Preet Bharara. His first words when he was asked on CBS this morning about it, he said, you know, I don't really know. I didn't follow the situation. There's a transition from one administration to the next, but beyond that, I haven't followed it. And you weren't the first one to laugh about it. Former Republican Congressman John Sweeney likened the governor's response to the classic comedy Hogan's Heroes, and Sergeant Schultz saying, I know nothing.
Exactly. I've never liked Hogan's Heroes because I think it trivialized the Holocaust. I always have. But, you know, here's Cuomo. His trauma is he's got to get through these famous trials of his best friends, and he'll probably have to testify. And he's not watching what's going on with Preet Bharara? Right.
Finally, Alan, the GOP senators are suggesting changes for the health care bill. They want to see lower insurance costs for the poor older Americans and an increase in funding for states with high populations of hard-to-insure people.
That's right, David. It's interesting. The House is now so gerrymandered that the Republican conservatives or near conservatives are in control. Now, there are some conservatives who are saying this bill isn't conservative enough for them. But the Senate, where people have to run statewide, where there is no gerrymander in a Senate, those senators know that this could really cost them, as people from 50 to 64 feel the weight of this health care reform on their shoulders. What they're trying to do there is so disgusting that older Americans really are going to feel this, and that group of Americans really are the voters. So I think that the Senate understands, unlike the House, which is so gerrymandered, that they had better do something to modify this bill.